And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you go to the Facebook page, if I can get it out of my mouth. And go to Twitter. Follow me on Twitter is at Sean Green Show. And also, make sure you follow Ray Carcillo, EGMNow.com, RayCarcillo.com. I want to thank you again for being on. He's been super phenomenal. Right now, I want to bring in some people. If you haven't heard, in Front Royal, Virginia, the Naughty Girls Donut Shop made national news when it opened several months ago in a local shopping center. It was a dream come true for 16-year-old Tiana Ramos, whose talent for baking sophisticated pastries and affection for the glamour of the 1950s pinup girls. Armed with a business plan and a commitment from investors who believed in her dream, Tiana opened Naughty Girls Donut Shop. It was a triumph of youthful enthusiasm and determination, but some conservative members of the community have described the shop as a bikini barista. And right now, I'm going to bring in Natalie Ramos, who's Tiana's mother, and Tiana Ramos in on a Super Celebrity Hotline. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, is this Tiana right here?
Yeah,
it's me. So I want to ask you right off the top, what made you want to start your own business at 16 years old?
It wasn't actually planned. It was one of those things where my mom was just like, you know, let's go for it. You wanted to do this for so long. You've been professionally trained to do this since you were like 10. You learned on your own through YouTube. Let's go for it. There it is. Because I had started a program already in Foster Health with baking. And with me baking, since my culinary skills was baking in a hospital, doctors are not supposed to really eat that. And that's also where the name came from. They always called me the naughty girl because I had the tattoos. I had the rockabilly look. I always looked like a pinup girl. And they would just be like, you know, you're the naughty girl. Like, you give us these treats that we're not supposed to have.
Wow. And Natalie, what did you think when she came to you with this whole idea of doing this? Were you kind of like, okay, I don't know if she should do this and it's too early in life to do this? Or you just said, I'm going to go ahead and let her feel a dream?
It really didn't fall that way. What happened was, it was a rolling joke. Everyone, you know, would call Tiana the naughty girl, and we started building upon that, joking around, saying, hey, you know, if you ever did a shop, you should call it Naughty Girl's Bake Shop. Hey, if you did this, you should do this. And then she put up a dream board, and she attached all the things that she wanted on the dream board. And then it became, hey, you know what, if you ever did a shop, that would be the perfect spot. So we took a picture of that spot, and we put that on the dream board. Then it became, you know what, if you ever get this, you should do it this color. And we just kept playing around and bringing it, you know, adding more vision to it. Nothing was really going to come out of it. But an investor found her. She never looked for an investor. She never tried to find an investor. But he found her. Right. And when he found her, and he took her out to lunch, he gave her a check for $100,000.
Wow.
You couldn't tell. You, at that point, it wasn't something that you could just say, you know, don't do this, Tiana, because someone just believed in her and gave her the start to her future.
Right. And since the shop's been open, I mean, has it been mixed reception or it's been mostly positive?
You have a little bit of both. We both, you know, you'll have those people who love the idea of sweets, but we're in a small community, and the small community was very focused on old school tradition. So there was a huge number of the community that they weren't ready for it. They weren't ready for something called Naughty Girls. They couldn't get past that name. And so with that being said, they just refused to support it.
Right, and I'm guessing they've never really been in the shop because, I mean, I'm on the website, and I'm actually hungry looking at this, and I'm like, I need to give me some Naughty Girls donuts. But, I mean, have they actually been in the shop to actually experience? I mean, it's not women walking around scantily clad. It's just, you know, it's a selling tool, you know, that you're using. And it's actually a cool shot from what I see. I don't see a problem with it. So,
yeah, obviously, you know, there isn't anything wrong with the shop, and those people probably did not come into the shop. The ones that did come in the shop do support it. And, you know, in all reality, it didn't really make a difference, because the few people that did not support the shop, hundreds of thousands of people came out and have been supporting Tiana's shop. She had bikers come out. She had, you know, drag queens come out. Anybody and everybody who ever felt that they were different in life and they were bullied, or, you know, that they did not get the support that they needed.
Yeah.
They came out to Tiana's shop.
Yeah, and plus you're making jobs for people in that area that you know, you're investing in the economy. You know, you're investing in that town when you build something like that.
Right.
Are you planning on opening up more Naughty Girl Donut shops? And if so, will they find their way to Chicago, or would they just be, you know, in Virginia at this point?
Well, we're actually planning in the next 3 years to try to go international. So we're going to be opening a lot more in different cities, different towns, most likely, hopefully, in the towns that really don't have much, so they can also get the different experience that this town has.
Great, great. We were talking with Natalie Ramos, the mother of Tiana Ramos, the owner of Naughty Donuts, Naughty Girl Donuts. Trust me, check it out. It's NaughtyGirlDonutsShop.com. Make sure you follow them on Facebook, Facebook.com/NGDonutsShop. Make sure you check them out. If you're in the Virginia, Front Royal, Virginia area, is 70 Riverton Commons Drive, Suite B20, 540-636-3313. Once again, 540-636-3313. Natalie, Tiana, you guys are phenomenal. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, anytime. All right, thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back right after this.